This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has pledged to annex Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank if he's re-elected in the general election on Tuesday. In a television interview, he said discussions were in hand to extend sovereignty to all settlements.
I'm going to extend Israeli sovereignty, and I don't make a distinction between blocks of settlements and more isolated settlements. In my opinion, each block is an Israeli area and is under Israeli control. We, the Israeli government, have responsibility over these areas. I won't hand them over to the Palestinian Authority.
The chief Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat said Israel would continue its brazen violation of international law so long as the world community continued to reward it with impunity. Decades of settlement building, deemed illegal by the international community, is a huge stumbling block to reaching a peace deal. Tens of thousands of Venezuelans have taken to the streets in the latest protests against President Nicolas Maduro. The opposition leader, Juan Guaido, who claims he is the legitimate interim president, urged the crowds in Caracas to step up their campaign for change. Will Grant reports.
They're trembling in the presidential palace because we're in the streets, Juan Guaido told thousands of his supporters who'd turned out in protest at the worsening crisis. Venezuela isn't afraid, he said, only a small group is, in reference to President Nicolas Maduro's inner circle. Some are struggling to find the energy to keep protesting, though, as they have to deal with the daily hardships of electricity and water shortages. For every anti-government march, there is a pro-government one. At a large rally outside the presidential palace, Miraflores, President Maduro again blamed the lack of public services on unspecified terrorist attacks, aimed at demoralising and disappointing the Venezuelan people.
Will Grant reporting. Activists have taken to the streets in Berlin to protest against soaring rents and dwindling housing stock there. They've also started collecting names for a petition demanding that local authorities expropriate properties from private landlords who own more than 3,000 flats. Berliners enjoyed cheap rents after reunification, but some estimates say housing costs there have doubled over the past 10 years. Passenger aircraft have begun flying in and out of a giant new airport in the Turkish city of Istanbul, which Turkey plans to make the biggest in the world. On Saturday, the national carrier, Turkish Airlines, dispatched its first flight from the airport, an $8 billion project championed by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. BBC News.